You think you take your friends out of town, out of the country, and things will go smoother. But not this group of ladies. Y'all just can't seem to get it together. Y'all, let's get into this episode. Let's just go. All right, so let's get into the episode. So we open up with Karen getting ready for the trip to Mexico. She's co-hosting the trip with Ashley for her 34th birthday. She's talking to Ray about the trip, and Ashley and Karen actually made a decision to bring Wendy with them ahead of the other women, seeing as though Wendy's not really seeing eye to eye with Mia, maybe Jacqueline by proxy, and Giselle. I'm assuming at this point her and Robin are still cool, although I've heard that that didn't last. So yeah. And I thought that was a good idea. Yeah, just to try to start off the trip with less drama. Obviously, we know that did not work. That did nothing. But also she's recovering from her surgery, and you know, it's probably not the best for her to be doing too much or being too stressed out. So I still think that was a good call. Yeah, this trip is just like, I don't know what was in the air for this season. I'm not sure if it was because everybody was trying to make drama. I think honestly the culture of reality shows has changed so much, and I'm not sure what exactly changed it. But like, when you like I was a kid when Real World came out. Like, too young to be watching it, but I was a kid. And then, you know, as I got older, you know, like teenage, I started watching Real World, Road Rules and stuff. And like then, it used to really truly be about real people with real ish, like seeing through their differences, working things out. Like, if there was ever a time to have a Real World, it would be now. But in the same breath, as Real World kept going, or you go into like even the challenge and all that stuff, it's not just about seeing real people. It's about who's going to hook up with who and who looks the hottest and all this stuff, versus like just focusing on real people. Like, real people don't all look like models. They don't all have six packs. They don't all, you know, they can't all walk around in a two piece and look stunning all the time. And so now we live in a culture where it's like, some people are super driven by what the audience wants. And so they try to play to what the audience likes, which is the worst. Like, I feel like when I see the people who do that, who try to play to the audience, it's like then when they do their season, it comes off in a way where it's like, I don't know if you're being genuine or you're trying to play it up. And I'm not going to question it, because if I question it, you're just going to be like, no, this is me. This is the real me. But it doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit right. And then a lot of times I feel like most of the audience don't clock that, which is really strange to me. Like, it seems so obvious to me, but not obvious to other people. So I just, I don't know, the culture of like, of reality TV, when you include social media and people catering to what people want on social media, or wanted to have the gif that goes around a la like a NeNe Leakes. Like, her gifs will be circulating for as long as gifs are a thing. If you're the person who's trying to come up with the shadiest read, you know, some people naturally have it, some people don't. And you know, I can appreciate like maybe like a Giselle's not, that's not her strength. She doesn't have to have it as her strength. Of course, you know, I think it's anytime you are not quick with it and you don't know, like, how to come up with good reads, you know, when you watch it back, I'm sure there's moments where people be like, dang, oh, she got me there. I didn't have nothing to say, you know, but I don't know. I just think that people want the wrong things. Then it's like, if the season is tame and people are getting along, then they're bored. If y'all got too much drama, then it's like, this is toxic. And it's just kind of like, there's no pleasing everybody. So it's just like, I don't know. I think Real Housewives of Potomac was still, it's still one of my favorite franchises, but this season just felt so kind of like disjointed even. You know, I'm not with the colorism chat because I think I'm somewhat lost on what people want. Because as far as it pertains to the interrelationships of the cast, I don't think, it's just my opinion, I don't think that most of them move based off, oh, I'm only going to be with the light-skinned women versus the dark-skinned women. I don't think that it's like that. I think that there's people who don't like each other, like Giselle and Wendy, they're beefing because of what happened in the season before. So it makes sense that the two of them don't get along. I don't think that has anything to do with her skin tone. I think the audience feeds this monster of, well, let's say Robin, which you know, Robin's my girl, but people will be like, well, Robin's aggressive and nobody holds her accountable. But Robin's never hit anybody. Yes, she did. I would say the worst moment she had for me was the whole thing with Ashley. Because for her to go into her business and put her finger in her face, I thought that was like, ooh, a little cringy. But she's never technically hit anybody versus, you know, other castmates who actually made a connect. So, like, when people say, oh, well, why isn't she held accountable? I mean, I don't know. Do you want Andy to like berate her, or is it because you've seen him come after Candace for how she was on social media a couple seasons ago? But like, I don't know. I guess I just sometimes I get confused exactly what energy people want. I understand somewhat where people are coming from, but I'm like, that's not an internal thing. Like, I know people be roasting Giselle and Robin because they pretty much say like, that's not this. I think it's okay to say like, we can have a conversation about the fact that the public perceives that we don't get heat like y'all get heat or whatever, but I don't think that they internally say, I'm not gonna get upset with you because you're light skinned. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't know. I always end up going off on a tangent, so I'm so sorry about that. But why don't we just get back on the show? Because this is really just the beginning. We ain't even gone nowhere yet. So anyway, Giselle is driving and Robin calls her to check on her because Giselle got a biopsy. Giselle kind of divulges that she's been being monitored for years because she has these huge fibroids. And basically, the doctors have come to the conclusion that there's nothing they can do but pretty much give her a full hysterectomy. And she's worried about it. She's hesitant about it. She's probably been trying to put it off for a while because she's fearful of what that looks like. I think a lot of people, you know, get to that place where they're like, what does that mean for me as a woman? Like, even though she may not use those parts anymore, like, as far as wanting to have a baby, I think it's still like people don't want to have that taken out of them, or they don't want to have to go into surgery or whatever. But she talks about like, you know, she don't know what sex gonna feel like. She doesn't know, you know, what that's gonna be like. And I mean, I think anytime you have to go under, it's scary. Like, that's scary. I know some people don't think of it like that, but like, to have a surgery to the extent that you have to be put under is a little unnerving. I mean, that's just what it is. So I can understand that. But yeah, so they talk about that. She seems pretty petrified, and you know, she says she's not, you know, she feels like she's like the person who doesn't need that kind of help. So it's kind of like kind of a, you know, shell shock kind of situation. And that checks out. She seems like the type of person who's like, I'm the strong one, I'm the one who has it together. So anytime when you're that person and your body says otherwise, you know, it's a reminder that you're aging. It's a reminder that, you know, things happen that are out of our control, and that's tough. So then the conversation goes over to Charisse and Kern, the grand dame, and who's the true grand dame. And the two really are bothered that Karen doesn't see it for Charisse. And this conversation, this part of the conversation, I kind of felt like, you guys, because I get that y'all love Charisse and y'all going hard for your girl because y'all want her back on the show. I get that. And not even necessarily that y'all even care if her and Charisse get along, but probably more so the more we mention her, y'all can't cut out all the times we say Charisse. So we keep bringing her up. Maybe she'll actually rejoin the show. Do I think Charisse wants to rejoin as a full-time cast member? Maybe. Do I think she's going to give? I don't know. Like, when she was there, you know, she was going through a whole lot. And technically, I mean, her husband at the time wasn't present on the show, so it's hard for her to bring that aspect, and that was such a huge aspect of her. So I don't know if she would give what needs to be gave, but needs to be, come on y'all, what am I saying, what needs to be gave, what needs to be giving. I don't know if she can give what needs to be given, but I think that I think she serves good as a friend of the show. Like, I think that's a good lane for her personally. Her and Karen, I don't see them coming to a resolution. I don't care what kind of sit down and kumbaya, I don't think that's gonna happen. I just felt like you guys just, like, it's hard because I feel like Giselle almost felt like she went out of her way to, like, the day in Miami when, the night when my Wendy and Mia had the argument, you know, I think she wanted it to be known that she don't F with Wendy when she went to go check on Mia. I think that, you know, when you don't like somebody and they get into a situation, yeah, you're not as sensitive. You may not be as sensitive or ready to jump in and check on them or whatever. But I do feel like maybe the way it played in her head didn't match how it played out on the cameras, because it did come off mean girl. Robin, we knew that her and Wendy also were not at a good place. So like the whole pulling out the phone thing, you know, that was tough to watch, because I've seen some interviews where she basically said she was trying to look out for Wendy and, you know, help her realize what she had at risk. But it was like, that's not how it came off. You know, like, I really feel like she was so fueled by the fact that she wasn't feeling her, both of them, her and Giselle, that they just kind of, they didn't do anything to help the situation. It's not their issue. They're not the ones who were fighting, even though everybody keeps trying to make it about Giselle and Robin and their involvement because of their response to that versus the response to Monique and Candace. Monique and Candace is, to me, comparing that fight to what happened between Mia and Wendy, is apples and oranges. Did Mia assault, technically, did she assault Wendy? Yes. Was she out of line? Absolutely. But what Monique did to Candace was like, you know, it was giving world star, you know, it was giving that kind of energy. So it, to me, is like a totally different, it's just two different situations. But seeing them go so hard for Charisse because they like her, right? And they were upset that Karen iced her out or didn't invite her to something, I guess, versus the response in Miami with Wendy, I felt like it's not the same, but it still kind of came off like, y'all don't see the hypocrisy a little bit? Like, just a little bit? The only reason I say it's different is because Charisse and Karen, their beef goes long. Like, this is a years long, we don't talk to each other, we don't mess with each other kind of situation. Whereas Mia and Wendy, literally from one night to the next day, everybody wanted them to just kumbaya and move forward. And I just thought that was unrealistic, because sometimes, you know, like, it would have been nice if they actually sat down and talked it out, you know, maybe mid-afternoon, maybe not in the top of the morning, but maybe mid-afternoon that they sat and talked about it, I think things could have been cleared up. But it's like both people have to be ready to sit and talk about, this is what I said, this was what I meant, or this is what I was feeling, this is why I came at you like that. If you're not a person who wants to try to resolve things, well then, that's that on that. You know, like there's no moving forward. So it's a little different because a 3-day span versus a years long thing are not even the same. But it still felt like, you guys, no. Anyway, moving on. Robert and Juan talk about wedding planning. And since they apparently hash out the details for their prenup, Robin feels like they can move forward with getting married. And the kids are like, I didn't think there was going to be a wedding. Like, I thought y'all was just going to be married. And I know a lot of people are probably thinking like, see, even your kids don't think y'all getting married. But I'm also like, that kid is like 12 or 11 and probably doesn't really know how weddings work. So, you know, he probably was like, I don't know how this works. Why are you asking me questions? You know, but they had someone come to fit all the gentlemen for tuxes for the ceremony that's supposed to be just between their core four. I hope that Robin decided to give a little something. Like, I believe that they actually got married. In my mind, I feel like they did actually get married. And I hope that the cameras can prove that. Because even after this, they going to still get dragged. They still going to get dragged because that's what people do. That's what they do. I think people make it such a big deal when it's like they were married already. And they really could go to the courthouse and just make it simple. I think that's actually probably what Robin would want, just to keep it super simple. But yeah, so she probably needed a planner. She probably, you know, thought she could handle it on her own, but I think, you know, managing your family, you got your business, you got your podcast, you're filming for the show, and you're trying to do all this before Juan gets back into his basketball season. You know, I think she might have needed a little hand, maybe just a little bit. Moving on, Mia's talking business with Gordon, and she's stressing because she feels like she's putting herself last. And she's like, that's normal, right? Like, that's what moms do. She talks a lot. She talks about the fact that Jacqueline has been having issues with childcare and uses Mia's nanny, which happens to be Jacqueline's sister. So she'll be like, you know, you need somebody, just drop them off with my kids. But then in the same breath, she's like, that's not fair because, you know, I guess basically, like, I take, you know, you kind of infringing on their time. I don't know. Like, I kind of got it, but then I kind of didn't get it because I was like, I mean, that's her sister. So it would make sense that she might be like, hey, can my sister watch the kids too? Because that's technically what siblings would probably do for each other. You know, they care, they like each other. That's probably what they would do. I still have a lot of confusion when it comes to Mia and Jacqueline. Moving on, since Ashley's unofficially single, she's enjoying her birthday trip and the other ladies arrive on a separate flight. And apparently during that flight in first class, Mia and Jacqueline was having it out. Okay. They were having a nasty argument about mothering. And I'm sure that the ladies were having secondhand embarrassment watching and listening to them go off, especially if they were like the only black people. You know what it is? It's like, we know we're not all the same, but it's something about, you know, if somebody do something, you're like, oh, come on, y'all, get it together. We're in mixed company. Let's pull it together, shall we? Maybe, possibly. After they land, the ladies are really trying to figure out what the fallout's about. Like, I really felt like they're just as confused as we are. That's what I think. I think that people are very perplexed. And I think they probably also thought, you guys have been friends all this time. You talk about how y'all fight like sisters. So, like, y'all should get over this because y'all been in each other's lives all this time. Y'all not gonna end y'all friendship. Like, that's weird. Y'all wouldn't end y'all friendship over whatever this was that y'all had going on. Well, mistaken. We all are mistaken. Some people, like, I think Robin and somebody else was saying that they thought, like, maybe their argument was kind of backed up by, like, some pent-up aggression that maybe they had towards each other, and it's, like, finally coming out. And Mia talks about the nanny calling G looking for Jacqueline's kids. And Jacqueline's talking about Mia being controlling and judgy. And Jacqueline apparently mentioned that it takes a village to raise a child and that Mia wouldn't know anything about that. And Mia kind of felt that was low and hurtful. And I think something about that comment, on top of Mia doing the absolute most, okay, to be a TV star, that was just like the perfect combination of fuel to the fire. And yeah. Ashley and Karen's are setting up welcome gifts for the ladies. And at that around that same time, the ladies are on their bus heading to the hotel. And Candace is fanning her lady parts and asking if the ladies check out their vaginas in the mirror. And people, some of them are like, yes, no, whatever. And she's like, we should all look at our own vaginas and bond. Like, I think it'll be a good bonding moment. And you know, the way she was saying it, some people were like, I don't want to see your vagina. She's like, no, we look at our own vaginas. And then Robin's like, well, maybe Mia and Jacqueline and Candace need to get in the room and all look at their own vaginas, look at each other's vaginas. Like, it was a whole thing about the vaginas, and it was like, I mean, it probably would be a good bonding moment, but at the same time, like, that feels like a college thing to do, or a high school thing to do, or maybe like one best friend or two best friends. But these mixture of ladies who apparently seem to not really like each other in real life, you know, there's a lot of fractures in this group of women, and it's showing. And I'm gonna need y'all to do like some kind of bonding exercise because this is it's getting unfun. And I don't think that you guys are gonna end up looking at vaginas in a room together anytime soon. The ladies wonder how Karen will interact with Charisse. And Charisse says she was told that she puts a dark cloud over the group. And of course, you know, her number one supporting team, Robin and Giselle, disagree. Me and Jacqueline are still not seeing it for each other, and shortly after arriving at the hotel, the ladies walk in to a side room, and there's the first surprise to celebrate Ashley right at the top. Because Karen's like, you know, you have to celebrate right at the top before things get cuckoo, ca-choo. Let's just go on and get it out the way. Go on and hash this out right now. So they're in the midst of eating snacks and cake, and Mia and Jacqueline start going back and forth. They talk about how they have a sister relationship and they argue all the time. And Mia feels this was not their worst fight because at some point when they were teenagers, I guess Mia was like the studious one. And Jacqueline was like, you gonna share your answers or test answers, something with me. And Mia said no. And apparently Jacqueline threw a brick at her. And it felt like, are you saying this just to like make her look bad? Or like, what's going on? Jacqueline's like, that was a long time ago. Again, Jacqueline says Mia is too controlling and that when she doesn't get her way, she turns on the person she's beefing with. Mia threatens Jacqueline. She's like, you better back down. Jacqueline, what you talking about? You better back down. And everybody was looking like, what is happening right now? Like, what's going on? Things are escalating and I don't understand. And then Jacqueline refuses. And so Mia tells her to close her legs to marry men. Jacqueline just, I mean, she immediately, her emotion level just skyrocketed. And in a fit, she stands up and talks about how she has stood up for Mia. I have stood up for you all my life. I defended you all my life. And she says she would never sleep with Mia's husband, which then was like, wait, why are you, what are we saying? What is this about? Did y'all have a talk or a discussion or a fight about this beforehand? Like, there's a mixture of like, are y'all coordinating this and we're out of the loop for now? Is this for real? Like, is this real, real? Like, for real, for real? Like, I'm very confused right now because, huh? And all the ladies are looking around like, why is this? What? Jacqueline's crying, Wendy's consoling her, Candace goes over to Mia like, you need to fix this. Mia's like, no, I'm not fixing it. And basically Jacqueline like, you dead to me. Like, she didn't say you dead to me, but she was like, we're done, we are absolutely done. And basically Giselle is like, we should table this. And Karen's like, had to throw some shade. She's like, usually I wouldn't agree with you, but I'm gonna agree with Giselle. We should table this for now and go on to the next surprise. Chalet. I'm sure the people working there was like, what is going on? We didn't know this was gonna happen today. I don't know, y'all. Some tortilla chips and salsa. I'm just gonna pull up and just gonna clean up this tortilla chips and salsa and listen to y'all fight, because what's happening? Yeah, I think everybody still assumed this was going to be resolved later. Like, it's not that deep. Y'all known each other way too long. Karen tells the ladies there's another surprise. They go outside to the beach and there's a shaman there, and he's supposed to be cleansing their energies. He's got the smoke and stuff. And Candace is like, we just gonna let some strange man we don't know like do this to us. But ultimately, all the ladies participate, and still, like, Mia is like, no. Jacqueline's still in her feelings. She's still kind of teary-eyed about the situation. And Candace talks about how, like, yeah, Jacqueline, we didn't get off on the wrong, we got off on the wrong foot. But, she feels bad for her. Because, like, I think it's the fact that Mia's like, no, I'm not going to forgive you. I'm not over it. So, yeah, the ladies go to their separate rooms and call their families and get ready for the next thing. I think they were getting together for dinner or something like that. Yeah, they were definitely getting ready for dinner. Yes. And there was a funny scene where Robin, she found out that she got a veil. She's like, oh my God, this is so cute. And I think she called Juan to show him the room, show him where they were staying. Her room was nice. Like, if all y'all got that room, that's dope, because it looked really good. She puts the veil on and goes outside in windy Mexico. Don't even realize why she's talking. That the veil then flew off, and she turned around to touch her head, and the veil's gone. And she's like, "No, that's not a good sign. What's that mean? I'm never getting married." I mean, yeah, you could take it that way, but also you went outside and it was blustery, and you had that little thin veil on, so there's also just a logical reason. But yeah, I thought that one made me chuckle. Poor Tink Tink. The ladies began to trickle in for dinner, and they're just kind of catching up. Like, there's some talk about Giselle and this guy who was on like a previous season when they went to New Orleans, and Ashley kind of asking, what's going on with you guys? And she said they kissed at some point, but she don't sound like she really want to get into it. And then Charisse comes, and you can just physically see Karen kind of like, oh. Like a ugh. You could tell just something in the air just changes when Charisse gets to the table. Candace, Wendy, and Robin look the best at the table. So cute. Their outfits were so cute. The talk is juicy when Giselle discusses that she said, I put it out there that I felt like Charisse, you were posting a video of Karen and Mia with their little tatas. Coming out of the dress because you were upset about not being invited to the comedy night. And Charisse is like, that's not like completely not true. And Karen claims Charisse has been begging to be her friend. Let me see what else. And they start going back and forth. Charisse talks about how Karen did not show up for her when she went through a divorce and losing her father. And Karen was like, I lost my parents. And Charisse brings up that she attended Karen's mother's funeral. And then something about that, I don't know if it was saying her mom, but Karen got set off. She's pissed off, and she says that Charisse, you will not disrespect my mother. And like, everything just sounded real quiet at that point, because I completely cannot, I never can understand when someone says one thing and then somebody like hangs on to something that the person didn't even say. Like, you will not attack my mother. And everybody's like, she didn't say anything about your mom, like, in a disrespectful way. She's saying that she showed up at the funeral. Now, when she brought it up, it did give petty, like, I came to the funeral. But it also, like, two things can be t true, right? She could be coming from like a, I came to your funeral, your mom's funeral. What did you do for me? You know, but also like, hey, look what I did. I showed up and you didn't acknowledge it. But anyway, things escalate. They're slamming of the tables. It's getting up. There's cuss words. There's hands being thrown. And it was like, is this really going to happen? Oh my God. That's where it ended, y'all. That's where it ended, with the two of them getting into it. And I was like, say what? What is going on? What is going on? So yeah, if you made it this far, I appreciate you. My thing is about to go out. If you want to hear more episodes, share with a friend. You can listen to me where you listen to most podcasts, and you can send suggestions to go WTFpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to see y'all next time.